Today's meeting came at the request of the Ukrainian delegation to the United Nations. It featured a report from the UN's Kyoko Goto. She is the director of the Europe and Central Asia Division in the UN Departments of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs and Peace Operations. She said that Russian aerial bombardments have not subsided since the last security briefing on Ukraine at the UN. In fact, she said,
since we last briefed this council on 9 July, more than 170 civilians have reportedly been killed and 1,028 injured across Ukraine as a result of intensified aerial attacks by the Russian Federation.
Gota said civilian areas appear to be Russia's primary targets.
Residential buildings, playgrounds, gas stations, markets, and logistical warehouses have been hit. Kyiv has remained under constant bombardment. Just yesterday, the 8th major missile attack on the city this month struck the residential building. 3 people were reportedly injured.
The UN says this month alone, at least 56 civilians reportedly have been killed and 232 injured in the capital, Kyiv. Through an interpreter, Russian Deputy Ambassador to the UN, Anna Estigneva, answered the charges against her country by running through a list of Ukrainian strikes on Russia.
On the night of July 24th, 25th, the Ukrainian UAVs hit a tourist base in the Zaporozhye region, as a result of which 12 people were killed, 5 of whom are children. 19 people were injured. On the same day, as a result of a rocket attack on one of the enterprises in the city of Kirov, 6 people were killed and 26 were injured.
But Ukrainian Representative Volodymyr Pavlyuchenko said there would be no hostilities if Russia hadn't launched a full-scale invasion of his country in February 2022 in the first place and maintained an illegal occupation of parts of Ukraine since 2014.
Such rhetoric once again exposes the true nature of the Kremlin regime, one built on lies, violence, and imperial ambition. Thus, we call on our partners to put all efforts into real steps, which will restore comprehensive, just, and lasting peace.
Pavlyuchenko called on allies to continue to support Ukraine's military effort to resist Russia's invasion and to continue to pressure Moscow to return to the negotiating table to find a diplomatic end to the conflict. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.